For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. While a criminal investigation continues into the death of Nolan Wells, a teenager found off Mississippi's coast on July 6, civil litigation could be coming. Elise Gregg with Mississippi Public Broadcasting says civil rights attorney Ben Crump is pushing the case.
It's been almost a month since Wells, 18, was found dead on Horn Island after an Independence Day trip. At a press conference in Nashville, Crump and his team outlined plans for their independent investigation, like getting audio experts to review calls to a boat towing company and coordinating with law enforcement to jointly review Wells' phone and his friends. Here's Crump discussing goals for the independent autopsy. Initial findings by forensic pathologist Dr. Roger Mitchell were inconclusive, and Crump claims body parts were missing following the state autopsy.
We are hopeful that they will discuss with Dr. Mitchell the photographs and observations made at the time when Nolan was first discovered, because Dr. Mitchell did not get an opportunity until July 10th to be able to examine his body.
Wells' parents are continuing to ask the public for any information that could help them figure out what happened to their son. Here's mom, Christine Wells Wansley.
We are begging, if anyone knows anything, his friends, strangers, please call the hotline, because we will not be able to rest until we get answers.
Court records indicate that the family has subpoenaed several companies for Wells' social media messages and information. And just this week, attorneys for Wells' parents also sent out letters indicating that civil litigation may be filed soon. Law enforcement investigation findings aren't likely to be made public until after a grand jury review. Elise Gregg, MPB News.
Memphis-based International Paper reported second quarter earnings of 4 cents per share on Thursday. The company's $6 billion in net sales is short of expectations, showing an 11% year-over-year decline. CFO Lance Loeffler attributes that in part to, quote, softer demand in Asia, the Middle East, and Africa, driven by the geopolitical environment. The entertainment business that lets participants puzzle their way out of problems is opening a new location in Bartlett. Memphis Escape Rooms has moved into the former Bluff City Escape Rooms on Stage Road, where the new owners plan to add 3 more rooms. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.